We just recorded a little bit of a podcast, but it was way too boring, so this is the second take.
This is the first time we've actually done a retake of a podcast, because we listened back and we sounded really boring, because we haven't had much caffeine today or illicit substances, but that's another story.
So I was watching Rebecca and Jamie on the premium video on your account, by the way. Rebecca's actually quite funny. She's not what the Daily Show makes her out to be. Now, I'm not one to just jump on and say, oh my God, they edit things, rah, rah, and of course they play storylines and whatnot. But she's actually quite funny and she's always saying, oh, I'm quirky and no one gets that. And you never see that on the Daily Show. And it's always her just whining, no one knows me. But I thought it was hilarious. She was talking to Jamie about how he dreams about having sex with her, and Jamie had said to her, but you keep saying that, that you know, you and I will never happen, rah, rah. And it was just a hilarious conversation between these two people, and she, I don't know, just doesn't get portrayed like that. Portrayed's probably the wrong word, on The Daily Show, and she's actually funny and not who she's being made out to be.
Do you think an interesting storyline for the producers to go after is try and make a relationship out of Rebecca and Jamie?
Well, I wonder why they haven't. I mean, they do it with everyone else, and that's the only two who they've... Like, they're quite close. They're, like, best friends in the house. And they haven't gone that lane, and I don't know why.
They should... The next week's task should be, like, a chastity task, where Jamie has to overcome the boundaries of chastity with Rebecca. Just a suggestion I'm putting out there.
Well, she says on the video, we can't have sex. You know I can't. That's what she says.
Well, that's not what I've been hearing in her pre-Mormon days.
Yeah, there's emails coming through saying she's been this sex fiend, and it was on another plug, Tim Brunera's podcast. But on the third episode or something like that, she was talking about how she wasn't a Mormon before and she sort of converted and she has had sex and all these other things and she found the error of her ways.
And now she found the error of her ways, and now she's talking sex with Jamie in the chill out room. Was it in the chill out room?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was on the couch. It was on the couch.
Oh, the couch. How intimate.
With lots of pillows around, that's very romantic.
Okay, so I think we should talk about Gretel. Busting people out with your camel toe. That was a really cheap shot, but I had to do it.
And that's really all we have to say about Gretel. No, I don't want to spoil it for those who haven't watched Big Brother UK. It started today, but we've had emails and posts on the forum saying it's in fashion. And, well, I saw some camel toe pants on the launch of Big Brother UK, and they actually worked on this.
What?
They did. One of the housemates was wearing camel toe shorts, actually, and they looked fine.
Okay, not to sound ageist, but how old was this person wearing camel toe shorts?
Maybe like 23 or 24, I think.
Yeah, see, Gretel is...
Four times that?
Four times that age. And I know a lot of the older listeners are going to go, oh, no, no, no. But it's a politically incorrect statement, but stop laughing. You're putting me off. It's just a cold, hard truth that even if camel toes were in fashion... which they aren't, a younger person would be able to pull it off better than Gretel Colleen. Do you have any more to add?
No, because I actually like Gretel, but I like bagging her out more. Sorry.
Wait, we just have to sneak in one thing. There we go.
You haven't actually used that MP3 for a while. Oh, well.
There you go.
Thanks. Let's talk about... We had mentioned it before, I think last podcast, about bloggers on news.com.au, these so-called journalists, who are... they're just all jumping on the Big Brother bashing bandwagon. And the latest one is... What's his name? Andrew Banks. He's the entertainment editor. And he's written this blog about how... how does it start here? It's called Big Brother Who Cares. First note on this, he's writing a blog about it. He obviously cares. And then it starts, roll over, Big Brother. It's time to pull the plug on this year's housemates. What kind of call is that? They're not just going to get rid of this entire show that makes a lot of money and people watch. Yeah, the ratings are falling, but Anyway, you wanted to mention something about the article.
Yeah, this post, it's list for some reason, because there's a lot of blog posts about Big Brother on news.com.au, but for some reason, this one is actually being featured in the Big Brother section. And I think I know why. It's because Andrew Banks is an entertainment editor for the website. So he's probably just pushed that one in there. In the third sentence of this blog post, he says, "The fact is, it's day 40 in the Big Brother house. So that means I've gone a whole 40 days without watching a single episode of 10's Enduring Reality series." Does anybody not see a problem with that? He's blogging about Big Brother, saying it should be cancelled and the housemates are boring, but he hasn't watched a single episode.
And the same goes with the other guy, who the Polish guy who was commenting on about how Emma should be told, rah, 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 lives in Poland, never seen an episode. No right, right's probably not the right word, but to comment on a show that they aren't watching.
Oh, we have to do a backtrack. And mentioned that in the last episode that we did yesterday, we're pumping them out this week. We talked to former housemate Tim Brunero. So if you're lazy and don't update your iTunes every day, go back and do download that episode. We released it yesterday because Tim has some quite good things to say. So basically, this Andrew Banks post is utter garbage.
And comment it if you'd like.
I've left a really nice comment telling him that he has no authority to talk and that basically, in more words, that he's a dumbass.
And then these people that comment are just such twats. Really, they've seen, oh, new blog posts. They're probably subscribed and they say, oh, new blog posts. Need to get my name out there. I'm going to reply. Oh, look, he's replied.
Oh, he's replied to my comment. Let's read it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait, he hasn't applied to...
Yeah, he has.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so just to give a gist of my comment, I said that bashing Big Brother has become fashionable and that Andrew Banks has no authority to give an opinion when he hasn't talked about it. I mean, he hasn't watched it. And Andrew Banks... This is the first time I'm reading this comment, so... one thing I'm not, Tim, is fashionable. Mm-hmm. Ask our fashion and beauty editor. She's an authority. I think you offer some valid points on why the series is suffering, which is what I was hoping to elicit from such an article. But trust me, my opinions are my own. I've never to be an authority on Big Brother. I'm simply asking what's wrong with the series. If it comes across as a rant, you're probably too biased to look at the series objectively.
Obviously didn't go to the link to Behind Big Brother that you added at the end.
Thanks, Andrew. I'll disregard.
Yeah, and I'm simply asking what's wrong with the series. No, the first sentence called to have the whole series cancelled. He's not... The last line was, what do you guys think? Or something along those lines. Oh, too much meth. I'm so angry.
I'm going to isolate that audio.
Just, who are these people? He's made me so angry. And I really, I really recently, this whole Emma scandal, if you call that, have gotten behind the producers and thought, hey, they're actually in this really hard spot. And people like that are just making it so much harder. So go to the article. Let's put a link in the podcast thing and comment him and tell him how much he's just garbage.
Very frustrating.
It is.
He's frustrated me because he's not the only person doing this. I mean, it's on Talkback Radio, especially about this Emma thing. And I created my own blog rant on behindbigbrother.com. And I'm allowed to talk about these things because I watched the show. Well, not this week. I didn't watch the show this week.
And we're missing today's episode. We have an excuse. It's 7:30 now, so the show's finished. So we were podcasting, and that is our excuse. And this is about the show, so...
I'll read the recap when Dave gets around to doing it. Because I've been lazy and I haven't been
this
doing...
This is Big Brother.
Huh?
David, Tim, to the diary room.
What?
Ooh, we better walk to the diary room.
Okay. We're walking to the diary room right now.
And I'm sitting down in the diary room chair. Hi, Big Brother.
Having a relationship in the house gives you a powerful advantage.
A relationship? What?
The we're longer not you stay together in the house, the greater that advantage.
Oh, Big Brother, we're not together.
Therefore,
you must have...
Big Brother has decided that one of you must go.
What? Big Brother, we're not together.
And we're not on a show. I mean, there's not...
We're not in a house either.
There's not like you can kick us out or anything.
To evict Tim from the Behind Big Brother podcast, vote Tim on the front page of behindbigbrother.com. To evict David from the Behind Big Brother podcast, vote David on the front page of behindbigbrother.com. Votes are free. No terms and conditions can be found on behindbigbrother.com. Voting closes whenever we feel like it.
Okay.
Are we going to get kicked out?
Well, one of us is going to get kicked out.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Until next week.
We're really bad at this.
Okay, on more important issues, not really. It's come out yesterday or today or whenever that Andrew and Haley had sex in the rewards room. Ooh la la.
I don't really have a sound effect to play with that for that. Hold on.
No. We don't have anything.
I'll just play that.
That'll do. Yeah, so they in the they did that in the rewards room, and we wrote on Behind Big Brother that this was the first time Big Brother's cherry had been popped, and there had been some close calls in other series. And then today,
apparently, we were wrong. We got some angry emails from former housemates. Well, they weren't angry emails, though. Emails.
Well, one of them was angry, but. That was one of them was from Michael from last year, and he's just angry about Big Brother.
Yeah, he's doesn't like Big Brother at all anymore.
What did he say? That someone
he said that Camilla had sex in the house last year. He didn't say who with.
Well, I was thinking about that on the drive here. Who was Camilla ever sort of even romantically attached to?
I don't know.
Ashley and John, but. Other than that,
I just realised what you said. I don't think it was Ashley or John.
No, but, I mean, they did have sort of this semi-relationship going, but I can't think of anyone she was close with. And then, can we say who else emailed us?
Yeah, Irina from Big Brother 3 emailed us. She keeps in touch quite a bit. She says that she was, when she was talking to the producers after the series she was in, she was doing a little bit of a tour of the camera runs after the show had finished. One of the producers told her then that somebody in the third series got together. So I'm thinking it would have been someone in the square house because that's where the youngins were.
And they didn't show up because Australia wasn't ready for it. And she made a good point saying that was what, 3, 4, I can't count. That was years ago now, and you'd think they'd be ready for it, but not with the no uncut. And
putting it on at 7 p.m.
Yeah, that's never going to get shown. So apparently Big Brother's cherry...
Has been popped. But we'll never know. They won't show it to us.
Let's edit the article, even though we never edit anything on this website, and say that Big Brother's cherry popped this year, or this house, or something.
Okay. I'd like to give a shout-out to Bronwyn at 2MCE Radio in Bathurst. Bronwyn did a piece on behindbigbrother.com for her radio show, and she gave us a glowing review/plug. And apparently this is being broadcast on various community radio stations around the country. So I thought I would give it a plug. And if you're in Bathurst, then do tune into 2MCE because any radio station that plugs our site, I'm going to plug back.
Because all the other ones just steal the content from our website.
Yeah, and don't credit it to us.
But we're going to play a little bit from it.
I'll play the whole thing. It does go for 4 minutes. So if you don't want to hear it, then fast forward this podcast 4 minutes.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Hot science.
Fascinating.
Hot science.
Fascinating.
I have a secret. It's a shameful secret I need to share with all of you. I enjoy Big Brother. There, it's out in the open. I've watched every season, every eviction, every ex-housemate hawk themselves into a D-list celebrity. I don't know what the fascination is. It's everyday people pretty much doing everyday things whilst in the confines of the Big Brother house. So maybe what keeps me watching season after season is the fact I know the show is edited, manipulated, and contrived to within a second of its half-hour daily wrap-up show. The producers didn't even bother with a live launch night, taping it the night before the show went to air. But Big Brother fans already knew this. They even knew who the 12 new housemates were, along with their secrets and quirks. Rogue website behindbigbrother.com leaked the information on the housemates, as well as production notes on Hayley being insecure, Rebecca as irritating, and Travis is still searching for the fame he had in his childhood as a former model. Every production secret is leaked on the site, including the Golden Key scam where the producers put 100 potential housemates through testing when in fact they'd already selected the 5 contenders. Even upcoming Big Brother specials, rumours and revelations are made on the site, definitely material being kept from the average viewer. On BehindBigBrother.com, you can sign up to chat on the forums with other Big Brother fans and even the disgruntled ones, or you can read the diary section as loyal watchers detail the housemates' movements and conversations not always shown on the daily show. New for 2007, the site is now available in a mobile format for phones and PDAs. You can now read news, rumours and episode recaps while you're on the go. Simply surf your mobile device browser to BehindBigBrother.com and it will display the mobile version. If you've missed an episode or even the whole series so far, you can read the daily recaps of the housemates' every inane movement. There are also two Behind Big Brother radio shows, each with different hosts, but both cover news, discussions and fan interaction. Phone numbers are listed for main cities for fans to call in live or leave a pre-recorded message.
The ratings for The Daily Show have fallen up to 12-13%. In their target demographic. So I don't know whether they got some phone call from Channel 10 saying, do something right now, and then go, oh, okay, what can we do? Oh, kick one of them out. I don't understand where this has come from.
That's an example of what you'll hear in the podcast. BehindBigBrother.com also provides links to other unofficial Big Brother podcasts like ex-housemate and 2004 runner-up Tim Brunero's show, Oh Brother.
Oh, brother, with former housemate Timmy Brunero.
And I thought what was interesting also was how much Gretel obviously liked Bodie. And I think more than just appreciating him as a fantastic housemate, I think she actually dug him a little bit. The body language, the touching, I thought it was really quite telling. It could be another Saxon episode. But anyway, someone wrote that in a letter. I'm not saying that someone wrote that in a letter. You know, I would never insinuate that.
I thoroughly enjoy this site and regularly check it for insider updates. So, if you're like me and have a Big Brother guilty pleasure, check out BehindBigBrother.com. This has been Bron Matheson for Hot Sites.
So, thanks to Bron for doing that. There's a big plug for your radio station. And one thing I do have to mention before I forget is that our voicemail lines, they are down at the moment. But they'll be back. We have some voicemails to play in this podcast, actually, but they'll be back and I'll post on the forums when they're back up so you can send us a message.
When we were listening to that clip, we made a few notes. Vid, you said when they were playing the old Big Brother theme song, there's that part where the girl in the background goes, I can't believe it's real. Yeah, I can't believe it's happening.
And then other bit, she goes, come on now, let's do it.
I just think it's quite funny that she says, I can't believe it's real. It's not real.
It was the extended version from series one or series two. It was the season when they released a CD of Big Brother music. Yeah. I think,
and they had a song for each housemate. And
yeah, and I mean, I never bought the CD.
And also, the intro to Tim Brunero's podcast. Oh, brother, it's
with
a bit
former
seedy.
Housemate Timmy Brunero,
yum.
I might email him and tell him to change that. But yeah, maybe we should jump into voicemails. If we just find them. I'll just chat while Tim finds them.
We are having technical difficulty. We cannot show you what is happening in
Spanish
the podcast
please,
right
Spanish
now.
Flea.
I'm finding them. I saved them down.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Sophie from Sydney. I phoned to ring up and tell you guys I really love your podcast. And I wanted to get your opinions on... I think it was the second week when Kate was crying because of the baby task. I seemed to notice that I couldn't stop noticing on how she wiped her eyes when she was crying. And it got me thinking that Big Brother, we don't see Big Brother as a reality show anymore. We see it as a drama and we don't see them as real people anymore. I wanted to get your opinions on that. And I heard in the last podcast that one of you hated Muppets, and I think that's really cool. But I hate Muppets too, and I think that's really funny. And I actually looked it up, and there's actually a phobia of it. Yeah. I think you guys are doing a great job, and I hope that the site doesn't suffer too badly when you start watching UK. Bye.
It's me that's... Well, I'm not scared of Muppets. I'm just scared of Joel because he looks like a Muppet. That's
I tend to agree about looking at the housemates differently. I don't know if I look at them as fake, but certainly I just don't feel as attached to them anymore.
Yeah, I don't see them as fake, and I don't see them as someone sort of on Home and Away, like the same sort of relationship, I guess you could call it. But I haven't got the same connection with them as I have had with previous series. And we've talked about it before. It's just because there's so many twists and turns, and we haven't had one-on-one, I know that sounds freaky, but just time where the housemates are just let to run their course, and it's just a weekly task, and the viewers just get to see them. And that's why I don't feel as connected to this series.
The season that I was most connected to Housemates, and I'm sure everyone's sick of me talking about it and explaining it on the forums because I do it a fair bit. I really like season 3. I thought it was the best Big Brother Australia we've had, mainly because the Housemates were so much more interesting, so much more engaging. We had lots of interesting characters, but they were also real life characters, and they weren't sexed up fiends or a token of some sort. Well, there might have been tokens in there, but you didn't think of them as tokens.
Yeah, I enjoyed series. Well, I found series 1 a little just putting our foot in the water, and series 2 and 3 were my favorite. And just at the moment, this is definitely the least favorite. I know that's a really negative thing to say, but it is. It's just.
Yeah, it's bordering on season 4 as one of my most least favorites.
They just need to go back down to the basic Big Brother concept, and not with all these twists and things like that.
But not even that. I mean, season 3 had lots of twists. I mean, they had two houses, but it's worked.
Hello, lovelies. Tracy from Gosford calling.
Hey, love.
Just listened to your last podcast, and I thought I'd give you a quick call to clarify one of the statements that I made when I said that I felt Big Brother was making another grab for ratings. I should have been more clear. I feel there's a bit of a sinister plot there. I think someone from or connected to the Big Brother show leaked this to the media so that the media was then having Big Brother in the spotlight and having discussions. And then, of course, people who don't watch the show are then tuning in to watch the show to see what all the noise is about this Sheila Cordama and looking at who she is. So that's what I meant by a grab for ratings for this year. But, you know, in true form, Big Brother's got a scandal again, haven't they? So anything that's going to create scandal is going to create interest, going to create viewers. So that was my definition of Big Brother going for a grab for ratings. Secondly, to answer your questions, tell you something that we like about the Big Brother season this year. I really like the fact that the winner of Friday Night Live can remove a housemate that's up for eviction and replace it with somebody that they like. I really feel that's a really good part of the show. The only thing I don't like about it is the stupidity of the housemates in their nominations. They all claim this one's playing the game, that one's playing the game. I just feel that between the lot of them, they haven't got a clue or never played anything strategic in their life, because if they were, they'd be banding together and being smart and nominating, you know, people that are, you know, in the spotlight and are familiar and nice people, because they're the ones that, you know, are going to be out there favourites in the outside. But anyway, I think that really the people that are winning Friday Night Live should really be playing this game really strategically with their heads and not their hearts. So I feel that the housemates this year lack intelligence and lack a bit of planning and conniving as far as the evictions go. And finally, again, your thoughts on this question. Hayley was supposed to be on Friday Night Live with Demi and Up Late and everything else, and no one's seen hide nor hair of Hayley on any of the shows other than the eviction show with Gretel. What's going on there, guys? Bit of a, I reckon one of them, either Demi or Hayley, has absolutely refused to appear with the other one on TV. What are your thoughts? Did Demi just say, no way, it's my spotlight, she's not sharing it. If she does, I'm going to punch her lights out. What do you think? Why is Hayley not appearing with Demi in all of these shows? Okay, till next week, babes. Have a good weekend. Cheerio. Tracy from Gosford signing out.
She planned that really well. Our voicemail lines chop off at 3 minutes, and she got like 2:57 in there. First thing before I answer the question was about the housemates being idiotic and just nominating, you know, with their heart instead of their head. Totally agree. I wish housemates would nominate. Would walk into the room and say, I'm nominating such and such because they're just for tactical reasons. They're my biggest threat here. someone did it, or a few people did it in a past series, and I think people are housemates who are just scared, oh, the public are going to see this and they're going to see that I'm, you know.
No, they're probably scared of Big Brother going, you're not being clear. Why are they a threat? Which is just really detrimental to the whole nomination process.
But it says in the rules you can vote for personality or, like, threat of being there. And, you know, I just wish that people would vote like that. They'll be in and out of the diary room in minutes instead of, I mean, in seconds, instead of saying, oh, I don't like this person because they stole my doona and they stole the star. Beat that out. They stole the Allen's lollies. Like, oh, just over it. I don't watch Friday Night Live. I'm completely against it. So I didn't see that Hayley wasn't on it, and I don't watch Up Late, so I didn't see she was on there. But possible that she and her and Demi are having this big thing. Possible she's just a bitch and she didn't want to go on the show. I don't know.
I'm trying to find the housemate appearances on the official website, but I can't seem to find it. I want to know if Hayley's actually doing any appearances, because wasn't TJ at one stage wasn't doing anything. Hayley's probably on a plane to Spain right now.
No, apparently the wedding doesn't exist.
Oh, whatever.
I don't think that the appearances were on there.
Yeah, they were at one stage.
Use the search function.
No, because I know it's probably broken.
While you're searching for that, I just want to comment on something that this person has brought up on our forums. CoolDude01 is asking, why do the males never wear shirts? And the reason is because in the house, to get the lighting right, remember this is a TV show at the end of the day, so to get the lighting right, inside all the lounge rooms and even the bedrooms, the lights are those massive floodlights that you have on a regular TV set. They're not just halogen lights up the top, they're massive floodlights. So it's actually really hot in the house, and housemates have said it's really hot in there, and people that go on the tour of the house when it's finished have said it's really hot. So that's why they don't wear shirts. I just thought that was an interesting thing.
Okay, and random. Yeah. I can't find the housemate appearances, so I don't know if Hayley's not doing appearances. I don't know. It's possible that they might be at each other's throats, so to speak, and not want to appear on the shows together. I don't know why Hayley couldn't appear on Up Late on her own, though. That's a bit sus.
Maybe she goes to bed at 9 p.m.
Whatever. maybe Hayley's pissed off, doesn't want to do appearances. Maybe she's actually in Spain right now.
I'm trying to find it. I know it was on there somewhere. Maybe. And, we had this, we were running this rumor that the housemates were going back in, and we've had it confirmed that there was no one going back in, thank God. So that most probably means we've still got that 90-minute special that can't be accounted for. So either double eviction or...
The special room.
Special room. Yeah, that's the new thing. What's it called? The ice room? Was I even allowed to say that? Anyway, new room, so...
This is Mikey! My first time calling in. Well, you got Jamie, that's just what the fuck kind of thing. Like, what the hell? How retarded can you be? Playing games, and he's a geek. Sorry, playing games is just some fucking random who just wants to fucking say, okay, I can suck my cock. Then you got Rebecca. She's a nutcase. Seriously, like, what the hell? Susanna? Well, she thinks she's all that. Love. Alicia? Not much I can say about her. She's wonderful to watch. No problems with her at all. Andrew, a fireman, that's fucking really difficult to believe, but anyway. Billy, if I was gay, I would fuck him in an instant. Jokes. Emma, well, when she first joined the house, when she said she wanted to go in the house and say for all, she said blondes are not dumb. Well, sorry, Emma, but you're completely fucking wrong. Joel, he's a funny cunt. Thomas, he scares the shit out of me. Travis, just a normal bloke. Zoran, if he wasn't in the house, I think he'd weigh about 90 kilos right now. Bodie was a little fucking kid in the house, but it was excellent to watch. Kate, yeah, I feel sorry about the baby thing, but come on. You still went on the show yourself. Nick, well, you're just worried. Half the things you said don't even make sense. TJ, crazy nuts. She's fucking crazy, like crazy, 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 and just fucking crazy. Just crazy. And Haley, well, Haley, what can you say? Just seriously, what can you say? She, a lawyer, I'll pay her fucking $2. Fucking $2, and I would still fucking win if I was by myself. I'm serious. She's that fucking bad, and if she went to law school, fuck me. Seriously, anyone that employs her is fucking nuts. That's the end of me. Marky out.
That was an interesting voicemail. But from experience, when a straight guy says, if I was gay,
questionable. We found the housemaid appearances during the break. And it says, where is it? Demi is somewhere. She's at some tavern in New South Wales. And Haley is doing an appearance. She's at Hooters in... Oh, Shooters in Shooters in Queensland on Friday the 1st, this Friday. And on Sunday, she's at Dreamworld. So she is doing appearances. But what you said about TJ, no appearances this week, but she'll be back on next week. And nice to see they haven't made it to WA yet. But usually that happens months after.
Yeah, it usually happens at the end of the year, well after the series has actually ended, but anyway.
Also, I forgot to say something else about Andrew. What the hell is he doing 28% on the Big Brother side? What the fuck? Haley, stop fucking voting. Seriously, like, fucking stop voting now. God. That's all I got to say. Thanks. Hi, it's Mahi again. Can you please scrap what I said about Sean? That was, like, completely wrong. I meant Jamie. But anyway, bye.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Why is
Andrew most popular?
Were you just checking out what he said in the voicemail?
Yeah, Andrew is at 28.27%. Doesn't sound like much, but remember there's, like, 30 housemates, so that is a huge amount. Next is Alicia at 15%.
Oh, and then Emma. What the hell?
What is going on here? Anyway.
But see, look, Travis is fourth in the popularity poll, but he's still going to win the series. That doesn't make sense. Oh, I don't know.
And why does Nick still have 0.43% popularity? I'm angry now. If the only reason that people are voting for Andrew and are keeping him in the house is because Haley left and they feel bad for him.
No. That's not correct.
They went in as a couple and they knew that one of them was going to be evicted at some stage or could be evicted. He's still a twat. He hasn't... No, don't... Interesting that Alicia's there because she's just like the little mole on Rebecca's face. I mean, Emma's face, and she just does everything she says. They even nominate the same. I think they have a secret way of communicating. But interesting that she's second. And who's least popular? Laura. She's one of the intruders, isn't she?
You know she is.
Laura is at 0.8%. So, very interesting.
And that, not really. It's not that interesting, Vid. No, well, we should wrap up.
Yes, I think we should.
So, we'll tell you when the voicemail lines are fixed because they're broken at the moment. So, just keep trying to call them. Yeah. If it hangs up straight away, then it's still broken.
Well, what was happening is I'm trying to get the message fixed because it's still Dave talking about the launch show. So I'm trying to get that fixed and then the whole system's down. But
remember to vote on which of us gets evicted from the podcast.
Yeah, it's actually a proper poll. It's on the front page. So it'll
be on the front page behindbigbrother.com.
Because you can't email it. I mean, because you can't voicemail us. Email podcast@behindbigbrother.com with all your... queries. Remember to...
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What time is it? It's not even late. Also, if you have iTunes and you listen to us on the Flash Player, sign up to us on iTunes because that way you get the podcast straight away as soon as they're released. All these advantages. And
one advantage.
And then also, if you've got an iTunes Music Store account, leave us a review. Someone tried to and couldn't because it was abusive, but write a less abusive one. And we're number 14.
Well, that's good. How could it have been a good review if it was abusive?
No, iTunes screen all the reviews. So it didn't get through iTunes.
What were they saying? It's fucking great.
I don't know. It was from Pauline. He said something. I don't know. A big plug to our host, jumper.com.au. Go there for hosting, domains. What else do they do? Broadband.
They do VoIP as well.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, that's it.
Fantastic, fantastic outro there, Vid.
Auf Wiedersehen.
We're going to win so many podcasting awards. Mm. I can see our rating on iTunes just skyrocketing.